朋友，你在收听的是活在耶稣里网站提供的福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是李秀全牧师。愿神的话语滋润你的心田，使你能更好地认识神和认识自己，并坚定地信靠神。
我最近看了一篇文章， Recently I come across an article 讲到今天的政治局面，今天国与国的外交的关系是常变。
Talked about how the politics are changing, how the relations between nations change.
我们永远没有办法把国与国之间的关系建立在过去历史的那个事实上。
Seemingly, we cannot build up the relationship between nations based on past historical relationships.
政治外交的关系只有现在，没有过去。
In politics and diplomacy, it's only present and no past.
所以我们发现今天活在这个世界里面，没有任何的一个稳定的力量是我们可以依靠的。
So indeed, living in this world, we find a lack of a stabilizing force.
今年我们的主题是忠心的管家。
The theme for this church this year is the faithful steward.
盼望这四次过了以后，我盼望以后不断的信息能够多提一点忠心的管家的实际的东西。
Even though I have preached four times on this topic, in the future, I still would like to preach on the practical applications of this.
如果忠心的管家是指着神所托付给我们生活的各方面全面性的事情的时候，我们盼望从不同的角度来看这件事情。
Because we realize to be a faithful steward entails a whole being.
怎么用钱？
How to use our money?
怎么用时间？
How to use our time?
站在一个基督徒的立场，我们应当如何在这些事上做一个忠心的管家？
How do we become a faithful steward on the principle of being a Christian in these matters?
圣经告诉我们说，儿女是上帝所赐的产业。
For example, children is a gift or inheritance from God.
当我们带孩子的时候，我们从某一个角度来看，也应当是一个忠心的管家。
And so for us to raise our children, we have to learn to be faithful stewards as well.
当我们的孩子长大的时候，
as they are growing up,
当我们看见孩子成家立业的时候，
as we see them build their own families,
我们可以很安心地在主的面前说，主啊，我感谢你，你这二十几年所赐给我的，我现在交还给你。
We can say to God and say, God, I have been faithful for these 20 odd years, now I place my children into your hands.
但愿在儿女的身上，我们这些做父母的也学习做一个忠心的管家。
May we learn as parents to be faithful stewards of our children.
弟兄姊妹，儿女的成功与否跟做父母的有极密切、极直接的关系。
We all understand that there is tremendous relationship between the success of the children with the parents.
这是从忠心的管家的角度来看。
And this is looking at it from the viewpoint of a faithfulness.
如果大家能够接受这样的一个前提。
If we can accept this premise,
我们就知道忠心的管家不是单单只在教会里面的侍奉而已。
They will realize to be a faithful steward is not limited to service in the church.
甚至包含我们现在在工作上的整个的态度和关系，也在这个基督徒的忠心的管家的前提之下。
It will also encompass how we behave in our secular jobs.
一个刚刚上任的一个牧师。
A pastor who recently arrived at the church.
一连三个月在他的讲台上只讲约翰福音三章十六节。
For 3 months, he preached on just one verse, John chapter 3, verse 16.
听了四次以后，心里面已经有一点不耐烦。
After 4 times, you will be bored.
希望第四次是最后一集完结篇。
So you will hope that by the 4th time, he will change a topic.
他讲了12次、13次，他讲了三个月的时间。
But this pastor spoke on the same topic 12 times, 13 times.
弟兄姊妹在下面已经耐不住了。
And the brothers and sisters were all cannot sit still.
终于一起请执事会的主席代表会众弟兄姊妹的那个感觉，向牧师用爱心说诚实话。
So finally, the congregation got together and asked the chairman of the board of deacons to speak the truth in love to the pastor.
执事会的主席就跟牧师说，
and so the chairman of the board of deacons spoke to the pastor.
就跟牧师说，很婉转的跟他讲。
And so he tried to put this lightly to the pastor.
牧师，如果你除了约翰福音三章十六节以外没有什么道好讲，你跟我们讲一声吧。
The pastor, if you cannot preach any other theme other than John 3:16, you can tell us.
因为你一讲讲了三个月，是有一点太长。
Seemingly, you've spent 3 months on the same verse. It's getting a little bit too much.
这新上任的牧师对着执事会的主席说。
And this pastor said to the board, chairman of the board of deacons,
我有一个负担，要讲一个题目，一直讲到弟兄姊妹对神的爱有行动上的响应为止。
I have this burden in my heart. I want to preach on this verse until I see brothers and sisters respond in action to God's love.
因为在这个教会的里面，我虽然刚刚上任，但是我发现我们教会里面有不少在得救真基督徒的这个把握上没有把握的许多挂名的基督徒。
Even though I just came to this church not too long ago, I realize there are many here who are Christians in name only.
所以我愿意一讲再讲，让每一个人清清楚楚知道自己有永生。
So I want to preach on this until everyone are assured of their salvation.
为什么连着四个礼拜讲忠心的管家呢？
So why did we spend 4 weeks on the faithful steward?
除了我发现这是圣经里面一个很重要的题目之外，
other than the fact that this is a very important theme in the Bible,
我跟这个新上任的牧师有同样的感觉，也是今天我们的教会非常需要的一个题目。
I can also identify with that pastor because I truly feel this is a needed topic in the church.
因为我发现有许许多多的弟兄姊妹在侍奉上忠心是我们一个很缺的一个美德。
Indeed, we lack examples of people who are faithful in their service.
我也发现今天有许多的基督徒在教会外的生活，忠心是一个非常缺少的美德。
And seemingly, there are very few examples where there's faithfulness in activities outside of the church.
上个礼拜我曾经在这里强调一件事情。
Last week, I emphasized one thing.
一个传道人在台上传信息有两个很重要的条件。
There are two important conditions for a preacher on the pulpit.
我们中间有一些传道人刚侍奉不久，有许多人有心愿要做传道人。
Amongst us there are some who have recently become ministers or some who has the heart and desire to be ministers.
原来我再一次把这两个条件强调。
Forgive me for re-emphasizing this again.
我们要讲什么样的道呢？
What are we going to preach?
我们要讲我们经历过的道。
We want to preach experiences that we have gone through ourselves.
我们经历过的道拿来讲，这个道就比较有能力。
If we can preach what we live, then there's more power.
耶稣掀起门徒的脚。
Jesus first washed the feet of his disciples.
然后告诉他们说，你们要彼此相爱。
And then he said, you should love each other.
这是在约翰福音十三章。
This is in John 13.
在路加福音十一章，耶稣先在一个地方祷告。
And in Luke 11, Jesus first prayed.
他祷告之后，他教导门徒怎么样祷告。
After he prayed, then he taught the disciples how to pray.
先有身教，后有言教。
He first taught by example, then by words.
先有榜样，后有教训。
He gave the example first and then his teachings.
今天我们这些传道的人在神的面前迫切求主给我们讲的是这样的信息。
And for us as preachers, we pray to God that we can preach this type of message.
这是第一个讲道的条件。
And this is the first challenge and condition for
our preaching. 除了我们要讲经历过的信息以外，
But not only so,
我们要讲心里面有强烈负担，有强烈心愿的信息。
We also want to preach on those topics where there is a strong desire.
不一定是我们经历过。
Maybe we haven't experienced it yet.
弟兄姊妹不要误会，我们没有经历过的我们也可以讲。
Please do not misunderstand. Yes, we can preach on things that we have not experienced.
我们不可以随便用一个指责的手指指着台上说，你 没有经历过这个，你凭什么讲这样的道呢？
But let us not jump to rebuke, and say this pastor is preaching something he has not experienced.
因为有许许多多的信息，我们没有办法经历，现在无法经历。
Because there are many messages that it's impossible for us to experience at this time.
譬如我们说到主的再来
，For example.Coming again of Jesus.
我们没有看过主的再来，我们没有经历主的再来，我们从圣经里面相信主的再来。
Even though we have not experienced his second coming, but we can see it from his words.
我们可以讲
we can preach on it.
这是我们的负担
because this is our burden.
这是我们的心愿
this is our desire.
讲到像神完全那样的完全，我们可以讲
and we can talk about being perfect like God.
当然，我们站在台上的人一点不完全
Of course, we are.Obviously imperfect.
你凭什么讲完全的信息呢
？So how can you preach on perfection?
这是一个负担，这是一个心愿。
Because this is our burden and our desire.
这是一个目标，这是我们的方向。
This is our goal and this is our direction.
当然，这个讲的人的态度很重要。
Of course, the most important thing is the attitude of the preacher.
不是以为自己已经做到。
It's not that we have arrived.
保罗讲过这样的道。
Paul has preached this message.
我以为自己已经得着了。
He said, I do not consider myself achieving all things.
我是望着标杆直跑。
I just run towards the mark.
我相信今天在我们中间有许多慕道的朋友。
Among us may be many who are searching for the truth.
这些基督教的哲学也可以成为你的人生观。
And you can see that these Christian philosophies can become your philosophy.
也许人说基督教是劝人为善，是指着这一些方面说的。
Maybe some say, well, Christianity is just telling people to be good.
我今天愿意加第三个条件。
But today I would like to add an additional condition.
我们讲的是我们经历过的。
We should preach what we live.
我们讲的是我们的盼望和心愿。
We should preach what we desire.
第三个条件。
The third condition.
我们站在台上讲的一定要是我们现在全然相信的。
We should preach something that we truly believe in.
如果今天我们讲一些自己都没有把握的话。
If we preach on something that we are not 100% sure.
怪不得没有果效。
Then it's no wonder that there's no effect.
怪不得这个人在台上大声疾呼，下面无动于衷。
Then it's not amazing for the person to be shouting and making all kinds of noise, but no effect.
也许是我的经历。
Yes, maybe it's my experience.
也许是我的盼望。
Yes, it may be my desire.
但是一定要是我全心相信。
But I have to be convinced.
要不然不要讲。
If not, then you shouldn't preach on it.
为什么我常常在讲道的时候，真是好像？我用这个比方也许不太恰当，因为我没有经验，好像生孩子一样。
I have an analogy which perhaps is not very appropriate, but I think of my preaching as sometimes like giving birth to a child.
那保罗能讲，我也能讲。
But since Paul spoke on this, I guess I can also.
保罗是男生，我也是男生。
Paul was a brother, and so am I.
他说。我为你们受了生产的痛苦。
He said, I have experienced labor pains because of you.
传道人，我越做传道人，我越经历什么叫做生产的痛苦。
And to be a preacher, I truly experience what it meant to be going through labor pains.
带一个人信主，好像生产一样。
Yes, to lead a person to Christ is like giving birth to a child.
准备讲道也好像生产一样。
And to prepare for a message is similar.
求主帮助我们，让我们所传的是我们满心相信。
And may God help us to preach those things that we are 100% convinced.
在这个月份的第一个主日。
On this first Sunday of the month.
我从主耶稣马太福音25章天国的比喻里面来看忠心的定义。
I shared with you from Matthew 25 the definition of faithfulness.
第二个主日从路加福音16章看管家的范围。
And on the second Sunday of the month, I shared with you the range of stewardship.
上个礼拜我们看忠心的管家的实例，就是保罗的见证。
And then last week we looked at a practical example of a faithful steward, and that is Paul himself.
我们今天要讲上个礼拜没有讲完的，也要补充一些上个礼拜所讲。
And today we want to continue to finish up the topic from last week and to look into new directions.
请各位看提摩太后书第4章1节到8节，刚才我们所读过的经文。
Please turn with me again to 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 1 through 8.
如果你盲目的来看中文圣经的分段的话，你常常会被错误的带到另外的方向。
It's unfortunate if you read the division of passages without a lot of care, sometimes you may be misled in the interpretation.
在中文的圣经分段是到第六节为止。
In particular, for the Chinese Bibles, they put verse 1 to 6 into one passage.
然后第七节是开始另外一个新的段落。
In verse 7, they begin a new paragraph.
我们读经的时候要读它的意思，读它的上下文，不要单单受这个中文圣经的分段的影响。
And we should try to read the Bible with more care, to read it in context.
这是一个很好的一个例子，这段经文。
Especially this passage is a good example.
你再怎么读，你就发现保罗的语气、文法的结构，整个这篇文章的这个分段，第一节到第五节是一个段落，第六节到第八节是另外一个段落。
If you read this with more care, you look at the grammar, you look at what he's trying to say, it's more appropriate to put verses 1 through 5 in one passage, and verse 6 to 8. In another,
中国人说人之将去，其言也善。
Chinese say, when a man is about to die, his words are good.
但是在圣经里面，我们看见人之将去，其言也真，不只是善。
But then we see from the Bible, when a person is about to die, his words are also true.
对保罗来讲，人之将去，其言也重，他非常的重，因为他心里面很沉重。
And in the case of Paul, when he is about to die, his words are heavy.
第一节到第五节是保罗对提摩太的耳提面命。
In verses 1 through 5, Paul gave detailed instructions to Timothy.
这五节里面没有提到忠心的管家这几个字。
Even though he did not mention being a faithful steward,
圣经里面没有提到那个字，不见得就没有讲那个题目。
But even though those words are not mentioned, doesn't mean that that theme isn't there.
路德记里面没有出现一个爱字。
In the book of Ruth, for example, we never see the appearance of the word love.
整本书充满了爱。
But the whole book is filled with love.
我觉得这个境界是非常美，而且是很高的。
And I feel that this is such a beautiful picture.
让我们学习，不要一天到晚讲我爱你，我爱你，但是却没有爱。宁愿我们不说这样的话，而让对方感觉到爱。
Perhaps it is even better if we do not have to say we love you, but rather people can experience our love for them without us saying it.
旧约圣经有两卷是以女人的名字为书名的。
There are two books in the Old Testament that uses names of sisters.
一个是路德，另外是以斯帖。
The book of Ruth and the book of Esther.
以斯帖记整本书没有出现一个上帝这个字。
In the whole book of Esther, the word God was never mentioned.
整本书充满上帝的作为。
And yet the whole book was filled with the workings of God.
在这里没有提到忠心的管家。
Similarly, in this passage, we do not see the mentioning of the faithful steward.
保罗提醒提摩太说，你要做一个忠心的管家。
And yet Paul is reminding Timothy to be a faithful steward right here.
感谢主，还好留下这一卷书。
We praise God that he gave us this letter.
如果保罗叫人传话给提摩太，赶快来，我有很重要的话告诉你，我告诉你们，这段经文就没有留下来。
If Paul did not write this letter and he just sent message to Timothy to talk to him personally, we would have a great loss.
因为提摩太赶到罗马的时候，保罗已经寻到了。
Because by the time Timothy could get to Rome, Paul would have been executed.
这两个礼拜我看一些关于保罗的传记的书，有的是小说形态的，有的是神学形态。
For the past few weeks, I've been reading much on the life of Paul, some fiction, some from a theological point of view.
有一本书叫做《冒险家保罗》，我看那本书我觉得很有意思。
I read a book called Paul the Adventurer, and I thought it was very meaningful.
它里面说他希望提摩太在最后见到提摩太的面。
In the book, it mentioned how Paul wanted to see Timothy.
提摩太赶到罗马来。
And Timothy rushed to go to Rome.
在主后66年6月29号那天赶到罗马城。
He arrived in Rome in A.D. 66 June 29th.
但是那个时候保罗已经在刑台上。
But by that time, Paul was already about to be executed.
提摩太终于赶到，看得到最后一面。
But Timothy arrived to see the very last scene.
但是保罗也没有机会跟他讲什么。
But unfortunately, Paul had no chance to speak to him.
重要的话都在这五节的圣经里面。
But the important words are all here.
弟兄姊妹，我们不会忘记保罗在以弗所书第四章十一节讲到四种或者五种不同的恩赐来建立教会，成全圣徒。
We're reminded that in Ephesians chapter 4, Paul mentioned the different kinds of gifts that's available to the building up of the church.
但是在这个地方，我们看见保罗只提到两种的恩赐。
But here Paul only mentioned two specific gifts.
中文圣经没有把它翻得很清楚。
Unfortunately, the Chinese Bible did not make this very clear.
中文圣经把两个不同的翻译，把它用同样一个字来翻成中文，就是传道两个字。
The two different gifts were all translated with the same words in the Chinese, which is just preaching.
第二节务要传道。
In verse 2, when it says preaching,
在第五节你要做传道的功夫是同样一个字。
And in verse 5, they use the same word and say you have to do the work of a preacher.
但是我们看见英文跟原文就不一样，前面是 preacher, 后面是 evangelist, 前面是讲传道的人，后面是讲到务道的人。
But in the English, in verse 2, we see preaching the word, but in verse 5, we see doing the work of an evangelist.
提醒提摩太要做一个忠心的管家，你要在这两方面在侍奉上你要小心要注意。
And Paul reminded Timothy to be a faithful steward in these two areas.
如果从第二节看到第四节，我们看见这个 preacher 主要是讲到 doctrine, 教义这一方面的事情。
If you read verses 2 through 4, you realize that Paul is emphasizing the preaching of doctrine.
然后第五节说 do the work of evangelist 是讲到传福音布道这一方面。
But in verse 5, he changed his direction and said you have to do the work of an evangelist spreading the gospel.
那这两方面不可以分的。
Of course, you really cannot divorce the two.
当你去教导 doctrine 教义的时候，你不要忘记，今天还有许多人还没有认识主。
When you're preaching on sound doctrine, you have to remember that many are not saved today.
你要带领一个人信主的时候，不是单单看他举手走到前面就叫已经得救了。
And to be an evangelist doesn't mean that it will end with the person raising his hand and coming up to notify his intention to become a Christian.
朋友，你在活在耶稣里福音网站收听节目有多久了？如果你相信了主耶稣，生命得到造就，那么你愿意用金钱奉献来支持我们的福音事工吗？活在耶稣里事工是单单靠听众读者支持的非盈利机构，期待你通过祷告点击奉献支持，与我们一起来结出传福音的好果子。